passports and national identity cards of thousands of individuals linked to the May 9, 2023, riots have been blocked. More than 5,500 citizens from Lahore and other cities and towns across Punjab have had their passports blacklisted, officials from the Department of Passport and Immigration told local media. The revelation came a day after Anti-Terrorism Court, ATC, in Islamabad convicted and sentenced 11 accused to various jail terms and fines in cases related to the violence on May 9, 2023, over charges of attacking the Ramna police station, attacking policemen, setting properties on fire, and spreading terrorism. May 9 cases refer to the violent attacks on state installations in 2023 following the arrest of PTI founder Imran Khan over corruption charges. Several people were arrested in these cases, which were tried and convicted by military courts as well as ATCs in different cities. Sources said names were flagged based on geofencing data, which captured mobile or landline numbers detected near protest sites. In many cases, this data alone led to individuals being added to the blacklist, even without direct evidence of involvement. Some of those affected have submitted proof of innocence to police and law enforcement agencies. However, their names remain on the blacklist, prompting hundreds to file legal challenges in court. The Lahore High Court has taken up dozens of such cases and summoned passport officials along with relevant records. In several hearings, officials have submitted documents confirming the blacklisting of passports. During proceedings, it emerged that many individuals worked in nearby government or private offices and had only made calls to family members during the unrest, but were still flagged due to their mobile phone location data. In court filings, the Passport and Immigration Department stated that it does not hold the authority to add or remove names from the blacklist. That power, it said, rests with the Ministry of Interior, which manages both the blacklist and the exit control list, ECL. The ministry has reportedly placed names on the blacklist for any degree of involvement in the May 9 events. Those whose passports have expired cannot renew them until their names are cleared.